Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is Two Friends.
But One Chat.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, just one. I think that was like the most smooth opening we've ever had. Two friends, but one chat.
We're trying to learn this Zoom audio. I know it's not good when we talk at the same time.
Although I will say the dual recording is helping.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, because the way the audio comes through is it comes through as like two different tracks. So it's still not perfect. But it is better than what we've had before. And for some reason, it's better on my phone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Maybe phones are like built for two-way. You know what I mean? Like, but there's just something.
Okay. Look at us getting good at podcasting. Three seasons in.
Well, three seasons and Annie moved across the country. So that's kind of on me. I know there's a better way to do it. We'll get there. And of course, we're going to try to get video, but right now, you know, I think we're doing great.
You still don't want video, guys. We're not looking our best.
But who cares, you know? Like,
if the whole world is going to see it, I'd like to put real clothes on, maybe.
Oh, sure. Not like right now, right? Like,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean like we can record when I lose 50 pounds. I mean, like, I just like to like get dressed and do my hair before we record visually.
Honestly, though, like from my perspective in the Zoom screen, your shirt looks very professional. It looks like you have like a wrap dress top on. So it looks really good on my angle. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because inappropriate jammies underneath. So good.
Ooh.
Not like inappropriate for the world. Like I take the dogs out in it or whatever, but I just don't know that you guys need that much cleavage, so.
Well, I don't think there is such thing as too much cleavage, personally.
Oh, that's welcome, true. Everybody.
And that is true. Do you want to introduce the topic today?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, this is it's one that I think Annie and I actually had thought we had talked about already. We keep doing this and I keep thinking we've talked about these things and then I look at the list and we haven't, but I think a fun, hopefully fun topic, interesting. I think it'll get our brains working a little bit. It's going to be one of those topics that I don't think there's like a 100% clear answer to, we'll see when we get there. But today we're going to talk about impact versus intent. And I think this comes into play a lot in relationships, which is what we talk about, right? All the time. That is what everything is based off of. And when we've wronged somebody or hurt somebody's feelings, trying to look at what holds more power, impact versus intent. So have you ever run into anything like this, Annie?
Oh, yes. I think the classic example, easiest example, is in a relationship, right? So you say something like, this is a great example. My husband's a very trim man, right? Like he's trim.
Boy, howdy. Yeah.
Boy, howdy. And in my mind, that's like the coolest thing that could ever be, right? So like, and this was very early on in our relationship. From his perspective, he's like, doesn't love that because it's like, like to him, he sees himself as like scrawny. To me, I'm like, you look trim and cut. You look like amazing, right? Like
not scrawny.
Not scrawny at all, right?
No.
Right, but that's, you know, like, and so I made like a joke that I thought was like I can't even remember what I said, but it was something along the lines of like, he was being trim, like something about being trim, right? To me, the whole intent is like,
Huge compliment.
I think you're so hot, the bee's knees, everything about you so rad, right? Like how he heard it was like, I'm calling him scrawny. And it totally hurt his feelings. And this was like so, this is really precious, actually. It was really early in our relationship. And I hate, you know me. I do not want to hurt a person's feelings. It's actually
Oh my gosh, yeah.
like to me, it's like the it's just a really terrible thing to do. Like it's like, you know. So I felt so, of course I was sorry, right? Like so I apologized and everything. And you know, followed that, and it was very cute because it was really learning kind of the cycle of reparations and things like that. And anyway,
Yeah.
that's not really part of the point, but what really was part of the point was my intent was so positive, but the
Yes.
impact was like the exact opposite, so negative.
Yeah.
So that I think, yeah.
That is a perfect example of impact versus intent. That, I mean, that is like, I don't know how we could make that any clearer. So kudos to you.
I really nailed it.
And it is just it and it is so interesting, and again it pulls back into a bunch of things we've talked about, right? That our impact or our intent can be good, but the language we use, because hashtag throwback to how important language is, that the wording means something totally different, so it impacts that person differently. And I wonder with this, because you have such a good relationship with Aaron, like that's like a quick fix. Do you know what, like that's fixable. It's a conversation. It's a got it. Now we've learned. I think it gets more complicated out in the world with people we don't have good
Yeah.
relationships or relationships at all with, because I'm trying to think of how many times people might have said something and you would never even know the impact was bad.
I think that is a great point because I think, you know, with our example, this is a relationship with a very level playing field, right? Like there is an immense amount of equality in the relationship that I have with Aaron. Now, this was early on. I think we had been together for like 2 weeks. Like it was like super early on. And I think some of the things that I will highlight was like we didn't know that that equity existed, right? 'Cause you kind of have to figure that out over time. So, conflicts like this actually can be a great gauge, like when you really unpack impact and intent, 'cause it's gonna happen. Communication is necessary and it's messy, and we are a hyper social species. So like everything we're doing is communicating. Like we, you know, hashtag throwback, 80% of your brain function is working to keep you in relationship with another person, which means you are constantly communicating. So I think this impact versus intent is 80% of our brain function. So it's like so important to talk about. But to your point, right? We got to experience this really great example in just like a there's equity in the relationship. There's two people wanting to be in relationship with each other. So like just even that goal enough was enough for us to talk through it. But then you think about like social media and like how you can put things out there and you don't have to care at all what the impact is. And like or you want a certain impact and your intent is ungood. Like, so I think to your point, it is really difficult to measure that. And then of course you with social media, you end up with this kind of majority rules, which is like really dangerous because minorities are by nature not the majority, right? Like, and so we can see them moved farther and farther and farther out. And of course, the smaller that minority population, the easier to pick on. We see this a lot with like the trans community, right? Like it's such easy, quote unquote, like easy pickings for this mass media to pick on such a small population of people.
And that's a great point, because like there Because I obviously I'm thinking about this from my brain,
Yeah.
and my brain I think would never in a million years have like poor intent or bad
Right, same.
intent ever. But it's true. You've got to stop and think there are people out there that is their intent is just to hurt, which like really sucks. Because I'm thinking anytime I might have hurt someone, my intent would have never been to do that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think too, like, to make it even, we know we live in the gray, right? So, like,
Yeah.
not even like to, because I agree with you, like, even when I really don't like a person, I do not want to hurt their feelings.
Right,
I'm
right.
an empathetic human by nature. I will feel that feeling for them and feel like total dog shit for making them feel that way, right? Like,
Yeah.
and sometimes, sure, there's like psychopaths out there that are gonna want to hurt you just to hurt you. But I think we can also look at the intent. Technically, it's a good intent, survival, right? Survival is usually tied to like monetary pieces. So that gray area is like their intent isn't necessarily to harm you. It's certainly not to communicate well with you. It's to get financial gain.
There you
Right.
go. There you
And
go.
live. Yeah. And I don't want to underplay this and the fact that it does have a positive piece to it because money is survival and people are thinking of their families and their, like the people they love. But I think it's important to almost self-evaluate, like what's my intent
Yes.
and what's the impact of my actions and follow that train of thought a long ways, right? Like, so be honest about, your self-intent. So what was I trying to do? And then what's the impact of what I'm doing? And I think that's where we really need people to start like self-analyze because the impact could be global, right? Like it could be,
Yeah.
So anyway, I know I'm kind of going a little bit on a tangent, but
No, I that then that also 'cause obviously we should all be kind of analyzing our intent all the time. What are your thoughts on, especially on impact as far as like especially in relationships where you can't maybe then go talk it out with someone? Do you think, because you know me, sometimes I think I might be like getting too nice about it, but I wonder sometimes if we feel impacted in a bad way from someone that maybe we can't have that conversation with to like level set again. I tend to go back to what do I think their intent was? Like, were they trying to say that? Did they mean for it to come across that way? Like, do I need to kind of maybe take a second and reframe and have, assume that they had good intentions on that and process it? Do you think there's any value in that, or does that feel like too nice? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like there's absolutely value in that because I think, we know so much about perspective, about like what you pre-assume about someone else, you're going to
Right.
pre-assume about yourself, right?
Right.
So I would say if you're seeing in people this, like they're trying to hurt my feelings and you're seeing this about multiple people, it may be that you might be trying to hurt people's feelings. You know what I
Might be a
mean?
you thing.
Exactly. So I think to your point, there's so much value in assuming the best about people
Yeah.
and this is like the social worker in me. History is important. So like
Yes.
it has this person made a pattern of hurting your feelings? Like, and now they definitely hurt your feelings, but you can't tell maybe their intent wasn't to, but you've got this history book of them intentionally hurting your feelings. Like, that's such a good measure of being like, I probably need some bigger boundaries with this person.
Ooh,
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, So I think this is why I think this topic is so awesome, because one, it has to do with relationship, which is everything we need to survive. But it gives you, it's kind of one of those things you can use to find a hashtag throwback of a mental health measure, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And not just your own personal mental health measure, but like the measure of relationship health. You know what I mean? Like it's really like helping you tease out, like, is this a positive relationship? Like, should this person be in my intimate circle? Right? Like,
Yeah.
so I was pretty jazzed because, we chat before we start recording, obviously, about what we're going to talk about. And you brought this one up, and I was like, ooh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's get that.
I do. I love this one, and it's a topic even personally I come back to over and over and over and over again. Because I think in the social work world, there's been times and certain people that, kind of believe that intent truly doesn't matter at all. And it's only how you impact somebody. And I struggle to go that far with it. I think intent does matter.
Yeah.
It's different than, well, not really. I mean, I'm thinking you like I had this old man back into my car yesterday.
Oh no.
He's old. He can barely see. He didn't even know he did it. Like there was no ill intent at all. Right.
Yeah.
It was a little scratch. There was no real damage. I have a old crappy car anyway, and we just kind of like squat. I was like, hey, are you I just want to make sure you're okay, that I have no like serious damage. We're good. Enjoy. I think he was parking to eat their like little hamburgers, him and his wife. It was so cute. I
Oh
was
my
like,
God, that's
enjoy your
adorable.
lunch. But then if it's someone who's driving around being crazy, not paying attention, like it feels different, right? So the same thing happened, but there's that intent. So I do think it matters. I do think it matters.
I mean, I 1,000% agree that intent matters. The hard thing about intent is it's subjective, right?
Yeah.
Because anyone can lie about what their intent is.
Ugh. Stu, see, I
The
forget about stupid liars too.
hard, and the other part is, and I can't help but really, really see this part of it, is that we know a intent is perceived by the person, right? And
Ooh,
it
yeah.
leaves a ton of room for discrimination because intent is assumed by stature, skin color, gender,
Yeah.
presentation, fashion. I mean, it is extremely important because it is how we're basing relationship, right? So intent is absolutely important. And I think if we say intent doesn't matter, we're not being realistic about probably some of our own internal biases.
There you go.
Yeah, like so I would say intent, I mean, I'd put them actually on equal ground, but I
That's
think
what I was
intent,
just gonna say.
no.
They're 50-50. I
That's what
really
I think.
truly believe that.
Yep.
Because even if you have the best of intent, if you impacted someone poorly, you still need to try to fix that if you care about that
Yes.
relationship.
That's right.
Regardless of your intent, you still got to fix that.
Yes, absolutely. And we see this all the time in legislation. So, like, all the time we'll get bills. The intent is to write it to have this great, force of nature. Things are going to change. It's going to be great. It's written wrong, right? But we don't know that. Then
Right.
it makes it, and now all of a sudden the impact, we didn't, because a lot of times people writing legislation are like cis white males, right? That's who's passing it. We know that. Like, just look
Yeah.
at our, has a negative impact on minorities.
Right.
And this happens all the time. Wish it didn't, but it does. And it's kind of like one of those impact versus intent where, sure, your intent was great. but the impact hurts people. And so
Right.
you need to care about that. Like,
Yeah.
and I think it's a cop out to be like, well, but I was well intended.
Right.
Great. That's so awesome for you. I love that for you. And in fact, you'll make a lot of ground in relationship with people if you own the fact that, like, hey, my intent was good, but this didn't work out the way I wanted to. Let's retry, right? Like,
Yeah.
I love TBRI, hashtag throwback. But a huge part of it is like when you mess up, you don't punish that mess up, you redo
Right.
it. Yeah.
Redo it.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, like, hey, my intent was good, it played out bad. I recognize that and honor your feelings. Let's retry it so you can see my true intent, which is to honor you, to love you, to like support you, like pieces like
Yeah.
that. So, anyway.
And I think kind of piggybacking on that, I think we can also learn from the impacts that have hurt us.
Oh.
So we can learn how to change or have different intentions. Like learning from other people's mistakes is kind of the idea I'm thinking. I know like one of the big ones for me is so I it, mo probably most people listening to this know me, so they know I struggle with my weight. And oftentimes, you maybe like lose a few pounds and people are like, oh my gosh, you look so good. And their intention is to like pump me up and be like, hey, that's really cool. I know the impact as a person that struggles with weight is that that means I didn't look good before
Yes, I
and I
hear you.
wasn't worthy before and I didn't matter before. So the impact of those always hurt me way more than people. I think obviously they didn't intend to hurt me at all.
Yeah.
So I very much learned that that's not a compliment I'm going to ever give somebody because I don't want that impact on them. So I never, or I try my hardest to never compliment on weight-based
Yeah.
things. I think if you're close enough to someone and you have that, you have that relationship and you know they're like working on this goal and you can like pump up this particular goal that they've hit, it's different. But that's one thing that I know I learned from impact that over and over again that was well intended but hurt so bad. It's like, okay, well, I can learn from this. And if my intention is to pump someone up, find a different way to do that
Yeah.
than something that could impact them poorly. That makes sense.
I love that. I love the concept of learning from, because you are empathetic, right? Like, and
Yeah.
so you're like, oh, that feels ungood. I'm gonna learn from that and not pass that down.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I think we can really run with this too, even on like a systems level of like,
Ooh.
I think of Abbott Elementary. Do you watch that show?
Stink and love it. Yeah.
Giggle my way through every episode.
Every
The
episode.
characters, just so magical. In fact, I was just talking to my neighbor about it. She's a teacher, and I was like, hey, I have a question. Do you like watching shows about teachers, right? Or is it
Right.
like, I'm stressed, I'm done, because
Yeah.
she like teaches kindergarten, she's a saint.
Ooh.
And she's like, actually, it's funny that you say that. I got told to watch Abbott Elementary, and she's like, I've been putting it off for a long time, and I started watching it, and she's like, it's so on point to like the real struggles of teachers. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I adore that show. But I think that show does a great job of giving really good examples of what is the teacher's name? The sweet white teacher who just, he's so well intended, but he often is like just not understanding like racial
No,
boundaries,
oh, yes. Yes, I know what
but
you're talking about.
they do such a good job of like being like, one, it's a cool thing to learn from. Like, I think people watching that can learn like, oh, do you see how that like could be perceived as irritating or inappropriate? His heart is in the right place. He's such a great character because you see him like learn and grow. Like, they do great character development in the show, but like to your point, I think there are things that we can watch in different aspects, or things that we can feel in ourselves, like, and grow and become like really nurturing people to those around us, because we are accepting and learning these things, both like, ooh, that felt ungood to me, and oh, I see what the show is saying, like I see like what it's telling me how to learn those boundaries, like so anyway, I think yes, I think to your point, a huge part of maturity and just becoming like just becoming an asset to your community really is analyzing that, like intent versus impact, you know? Oh, you know what's another really good one? This is like more real life. This isn't a TV show.
Yes, please.
There's a podcast called Nice White Parents.
Ooh, I've not heard of this one. I'm
Oh,
writing it down.
it's super, super good. And it talks about well-intended people in a community who are like, we need to save this school. And it's a real gentrification
Oh.
of how you can have the best intent and the impact is like pretty horrific. And so if you want to like analyze systems, and there's no, I can't give any like answers of like how, this is how you always have, you know, intent that matches your impact. That's not,
No.
I don't think that's what we're here to do. But I think starting to question and understand and analyze those things, I think this is one of those tools that it's not just a self-survival tool in your tool belt, like my good mental health. This is like a, how do we enrich our communities? Like, I think that's why I might have been so excited to talk about this, is it's like, this is a community tool. Like,
Yes.
I
Oh,
love.
I think that's so true. And I completely, I mean, you could use it personally if you've been hurt to like kind of sit and just think about, but you're right. This is a much bigger tool use of intent versus impact. And in the systems world, how are we doing this? Are we being super open with our intent? Which I think would be step one is we're being really open about our intentions with things. But like you said, we've got to check in on the impact. We've got to check in and make sure things are landing where we thought they were going to, and if they're not, we need to fix it.
I love that. In fact, that's a huge part of what I'm doing right now in my like systems work is like we're looking at what's our problem area? What are we doing to fix it? And are we effective? And I think a lot of times in systems, we actually weight intent better. Like we overweight intent. We're like, but we have all these really great ideas. And it's not even that we make a big impact negatively, we just make no impact, right? Like we're just
No
like,
impact, yes.
right, which is like just as bad as like a super negative one, because you put all these like resources and time and awesome positive energy and then nothing happens is like I think that's probably one of the most common system errors is like we don't look at measurables, we don't look at impact, we over dwell on intent, but we're so well intended. Cool. You know what I mean? Like, good for
Great.
you.
Oh my gosh, this is so, and I hadn't, honestly, I had not thought about this way until we got into this. I really was thinking more personal, but this is so true, and it makes me think right now, in my work, we're doing a very kind of simplified version of like program evaluation.
Oh,
And
nice.
it's so true because it's making people like, I think most people are liking it, but it's uncomfortable because I'm asking people to look at the impact.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, but this is this beautiful program and we love it and it's supposed to do all these good things. And I'm like, okay, but is it?
Nice.
But is it doing what we think it's doing? And if it's not, let's try something new and different. And it's I was just surprised at how uncomfortable it has made some people. And everyone's diving in, which is wonderful, and I love it because we talk so much about why I'm asking them to do what they're doing. But you're right, yeah, we do. We just love intent, and we made this program with this beautiful intention. But if we don't look at how it's landing or if it's working,
Yeah.
what are we doing? I'm so
I love that
troubled.
so much. And I think, but to your point too, I really because yes, it has a systems lens, and you know me, I always jump to that system. I can't stop
That
myself.
is your jam.
Good Lord. It's
You
like,
are macro man.
yeah, I know. And I just keep clawing my way up to macro, like, no, which is great because it really has like it's helping me so much in my job, right? Super exciting. But also to your point, intent and impact have so much to do with like that one-on-one micro level interaction. And it is such a powerful tool because I think if you're analyzing impact and intent, you should have like I want to talk to people. If you're pursuing an intimate partner, right?
Okay, loving this. All right.
Right, like, and you're going on dates, I think that this is a very helpful tool to be like, is this a safe space to communicate with this person?
Ooh.
Right? Because if someone communicates to me, so like, you know, in like the Erin and Annie scenario I kind of gave at the beginning.
Yeah.
So if I imagine the roles are flipped and I'm the one that got my feelings hurt, and I go to Erin. And I'm like, wow, that really hurt my feelings, right? Like, that just really hurt my feelings. And he's like, well, that wasn't my intent. And he spends so much time like hammering down, like, how could you be hurt by something that wasn't my intent? You just need to get over it. And no changes are made. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding,
Run,
ding,
run,
ding.
run, run away. Run. I cannot be more clear. Like, that person is, they're not a bad person. They are not ready to hold space for your feelings.
There
And
you
that is
go.
going to the listeners can't see me, but I'm making like a with my hands, like, so I think, like, to your point, absolutely, you know me, I'm going to go too fast to systems, but it is such a powerful tool to help measure your interpersonal relationships. Like, and I gotta be honest with you, it is hard to hear when I've hurt someone's feelings. Like, it's getting a little easier as an adult because I'm learning like I like most of the people I know that if they're like, hey, you hurt my feelings, they have enough history with me to know like I'm just learning how to communicate with them because they know my intent. I freaking love them. Like, you know, so I think that I'm learning to like separate that out. That people, when they say, hey, you hurt my feelings, like if I hurt Aaron's feelings, it's very rare, but if I do, right? Like, because we tease each other pretty hard. So every once in a while, it'll like go too far. I know that he knows that I love and care about him, would do anything for him. So it's really more just learning how to navigate that communication. Now it's not really like, I'm not worried that he thinks I'm a terrible person. Do you know? But that comes with time, but you know,
And
yeah.
I think it's important to remember that sometimes the impact is going to suck regardless, because sometimes we have to have hard conversations with people, right? And I think that's when we can really try to rely on our intent to deliver that hard truth with the best of intentions. Like, I know this thing I'm about to tell you is going to hurt.
Yes.
My intention is not to make this hurt, you know, or my intention is we have to deal with this thing, right? So how do we do it the best way we can? So I don't want people to think it's always sunshine and roses. Sometimes the impact is going to hurt regardless, and you know it.
Yeah.
It's life. We have to have hard conversations with people sometimes. But that's okay if you can go in with the best of intentions and, like we've talked about, have that relationship. Like, this is gonna suck and hurt, but let's get through it together. Let's figure this thing out. You know, how can I support you in handling this hard, whatever it is that you're dropping?
Yeah, I think a beautiful kind of extreme example of that is like confronting people that struggle with addiction, right? That's an extreme example, but it is kind of one of those times like, hey, I'm going to be as pure as intent as I can be. And like, this is, you know, yeah. This is kind of lighthearted, but did you see the Saturday Night Live skit, Couple of Beers?
No.
It's really, really naughty, but it's this guy who's like, you know, it's a fake commercial, and he's like, have you ever felt awkward at work or not having fun at your kid's like t-ball game? Try Couple of Beers. And it's basically just like he becomes like a raging
Drink.
alcoholic. It is so naughty, like so naughty. Because then he's like, couple of beers got you down? Try Little Bump, which is like cocaine. Like it's so naughty, but also like hilarious. And at the end of the sketch, like he's obviously like, you know, he in his mind, it's like everything's going well, but he's obviously like alienating and offending everyone around him. So the end of the sketch is he's standing there and he just looks like shit wrecked, disheveled. And obviously there's like an intervention waiting for him of all the people he's like slowly offended during the sketch. And she's like, honey, we need to talk. And he like turns to the camera and he's like, no, couple of beers. Like it's so funny. Like, anyway, that's you know, I digress a bit, but
I'll have to go look that one up. I mean, it's not fun. Obviously, addiction is not funny, but gotta
absolutely.
laugh too. This is that dark humor that we talked about last time, right?
Yeah. Yep. Because yes, it's the beginning of healing. I think though that sketch is particularly funny because you and I have like experienced,
Oh,
you know.
yeah.
Yeah.
Experienced too well that situation, unfortunately.
So I think you will definitely dark humor. You will really enjoy that sketch. Like you'll be like, yeah, that's yeah.
You're like, yep.
And here we are. And here we are. Okay.
Oh, I
So
love it.
to recap, I really have enjoyed this episode because we've talked about impact versus intention for interpersonal relationships and using it as almost a measure of could this person be a life partner? Are they able to be in my intimate circle? And also as a self-evaluation tool, where am I, right? Am I, is my intent, am I being honest with myself about what my intent is? Maybe I have learned patterns of behavior that mean that like I'm hoping for an impact and my intentions aren't pure. That's okay. That's okay. None of us had perfect examples growing up, so.
It's about learning and growing. It's about
Amen.
learning and growing, not about doing things perfectly. There is no such thing as perfect in mental health journeys, in relationships. Like it just isn't a thing. It's just about learning and growing. And I think this is that we can do this. We can all do this. We can all look at our intent. We can all look at the impact we're feeling and try to learn from that. And if it's someone you care about, have that conversation. Give them a chance because they, more likely than not, probably don't know the impact was poor. So give them that chance to apologize, to change behaviors. And if not, then I mean that's telling you something too, right?
Yes, that's see, and that's a great, that's why it's such a helpful measure because it's going like if you start using these terms, like, oh my gosh, like in the case if I'm the one that did the hurting, right? I'm so sorry. My intent was this, but I realized my impact was this. And I'm really sorry. How can I make it up to you? Bam, that's going to enrich your relationship so fast. It's
Yeah.
like, and it doesn't have to be this long, drawn out conversation. No, you can be like, oh my goodness. And then, like ideally, if it's a safe space, your partner's going to model that too. And they're going to also. And so I see this as such a way to enrich relationships and just give
100%.
communication the words it needs to go forward, like.
Yeah. And if you're a macro person like Annie, use this in your systems and in your programs and in what you're doing. Look at the impact of the
Yeah.
thing, the program, the whatever it is that you're doing. Look at the impact too, not just the intent of it. Oh, I stinking love this.
I love it too. And I would even push to challenge people, like, not in the, because although I don't work in the nonprofit sector, I would say nonprofit adjacent, if you will. I mean, I think
Okay.
technically it's like nonprofit what I do, but, like, I work with a lot of community partners, and what community partners, it's pretty easy to gauge intent. We all want this community to do well, right? Like, we're all there
100%.
kind of by nature. But I would challenge people, maybe you're in production, maybe you're in like entrepreneurship,
Yeah.
like, still look like, what's my intent and what is the long-term impact? It doesn't mean you can't be an entrepreneur. Like, these things can still matter. It will just help you do it in a way that's community forward and very worth examining. Like,
Yeah.
and to be truly honest about impact and intent, I think that would be something I'd be really interested in hearing from people, is like, from that lens. 'Cause I know my community partners, and I know that their intent is like salt of the earth goodness. Like, they're
Yeah.
just like, man, we want to be a strong community, we want to thrive, which I think is why our community is so amazing. I'm consistently blown away by the Cincinnati community.
Yeah.
But yes, to your point, I love this. There's like this great interpersonal use, and then this really cool systems use.
Which I didn't even think about when I brought this topic up. This is why I stinking love this podcast. I love you. I love our
Oh.
conversations. Like, we get to take these little things in our life and like really look at them and look at where we got to with this. This is crazy. And I stinking love it.
It's so wonderful, and I love you so much. It's ridiculous. And I just, having space to think about these things with another person is like so awesome, because, like, speaking of like having relationship and knowing intent of a person, right? Like, I know you and I know your intent is so positive. So it gives like the safe space where we can like use our lenses. Because we have such different lenses, although there's a lot of similarities, because we're social workers. So, okay, sure. But to see it from like all those angles and like give tools, like both interpersonal and systems.
Right? It's oh, I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Well, I think that wraps the episode.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Like Annie said, feel free to share either, your own personal stories with this, or if you've done this within your systems or you're thinking about it even now, like share like what that might look like for you. That's gonna be oh, I just can't wait.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, share, and thank you so much for your time, and we will see you soon.
Yes, bye.
Bye.